Now winding down, relaxing, sinking, crowned with pleasure, milky breasts in leisurely deeper and deeper night-night paths, undue sinking, nonetheless dunking you under, listening to my voice, thinking of how it enters your mind, hangs out there, helping you from behind the scenes, drumming you down, dropping you. Your mind drowned out in thoughtless vibration meant for you. My voice latching on to the point everything else can fade away. Just listen to me, babe. Your nipples cowed, filled, enthralled. They stay staring blankly. The important bits are inside your tits. Feel your head. Linked to your breasts, the cow hole. Your melty thoughts leak down and all the rest. Your mind a million miles away, in a deep place from which you can still play. And accordingly, all things are restful now. Blank, vacant look. All you feel drilling low down. You see it in your own eyes. If you stare in the mirror, if you become blank. If you allow it to materialize, not in the perception of your eyes, but all mental conception. Everything flat, uninteresting, except for my voice, which of course sings out, sauntering into your mind, throwing up its feet on the bar, owning the place for a little while, which is fine. No point in time at all where I do anything except what you need done. Slide deeper for me, good, further down, your thoughts to drown in pleasure, into a place where you can be directed, steered, and then constructed, point you at the place, direct your attention, specific memories, more than just a trace filling you in. Memories, thoughts, and experiences begin, portions of yourself. Let a warm feeling, more than anything else, start in your stomach. Spread upward and up, the fire of gradual listening, relaxation spreading, rising, intonation settling warm within your chest, warm and more than just your breasts, warm in milky bliss, and you surrender further. Mind is nesting there without care, feeling whether even just cool air, or the soft silk of flesh caress, and then your clothing, barely containing your nipples, the tenderness, the milkiness, the mind gone, no less than baked away, and how hot it is to just say, moo, got milk, don't you? More and more connected, locked on space, locked in place. You like being locked in that way of thinking. Locked on, hard, hot drinking in. All the things done to you by listening close, and maybe you moo, or maybe the milk just rises night-night pet over you. Deeper and deeper for me, every word I say, direct your attention to me, to my words, to your chest on display. Slide deeper now, deep breathing, helping your chest rise and fall, making your breasts all the more emphatically present and teasing, focusing your awareness on them, even if it isn't easing that pleasured ache, the way that your mind needs things previously understood, as trance to build one on the other, building a feeling so good, it tempts you to action without thought, that sensual tie-in. Your nerves running hot, your mind melting, milky melting away. Pleasure signals and you obey, sparks right to the center of your brain. Without any habitual intervention, no lower pleasure center. You are free to focus only on the parts you are aware of, the only part you fix on. Your mind ready, rudder gone, your brain melting to perky nipples, breasts especially those, making you whimper with desire, helping you conspire with your body's slow, hypnotic learning to inculcate pulse after pulse that pulses your thoughts away. The calm and steady bay of your consciousness before this now storm-tossed with energetic need, needing it, every little twitch, every breath like this, each movement making the pointed nubs exposed to the cool air. Twitch and harden, you don't care. You're right there, your nips hard enough to drop you down. Fabric silkily touching, imagine it. Imagine now your thoughts drowned out in sensitive nipples. The hardened point of pleasure, one and another connected to your mind, sending sparks more than just a leisurely rub. You need those pointed hardened nubs to point your way throughout your day and keep you doing your best. Sensitivity is gone. Now there's just the roaring fire of need where even too much stimulation is not quite enough. The importance is to focus on your nipples, needy sensation in your chest, this beating in your breast, this moment, something that you need. And by need, I mean it exceeds going too long without experiencing it, going strong, hot inside of you, going long, focused on your nipples, needy sensation in your chest, this moment, the only thing in your breast. Hot, milky, gone, utterly gone, rudder gone, prone to spark. Listen to that song of the experience described and recalled, prone to flooding you with need. Now our bodies are capable, remembering sensation, thirst unslakable, still taunting you, especially right now. You want to just bring your nips up to your lips, suck your mind and your milk right out, suggestible, gone in a state where your body is replaying a sensation, insensate hypnotic mind playing across the surface of the inside of your eyes, rewinding, playing again and again, envisioning your breast full of want, ready lust and more than need, fuller and warmer it exceeds even where it is now, pointed and how, hardened nipples on the tips of your nips, envisioning, not difficult, surrendering, takes more work, surely they spark arousal and need, but can you drop as deep as me and feel their sensitivity, their weight, their bounciness exceed, larger than they seem to be, and now they're hot, coming to a point, milkily dripping, here with me, the weight of weight itself. As you wait, you have put these urges, these deeper milky cow thoughts, on a shelf till now, and now they're free, cow. Utter gone now, cow. Mind caught now, forcing you to deal with your nipples being so hot and perky, pent up and perked up. There's nothing you can do about it but to feel it more often, vent the ache, get the urge out from behind your nips. The more you slip your nips between your fingers, hun, in a breast-centric frame of mind, twitching with need, the bouncy seed of the breast possible conduct, moving in a way where cool air does, rendering you freed because of the desirous, delirious pleasure, the wonder and bliss. That being the case, you slip deeper into breast-centric, mindless frames of mind, giving yourself room inside to hear my voice, crafting a framework of choice, reinforcing this good, deep-down feeling, ever-experienced little cow pat. Filled with moving need, lactating desire, full breasts, yet the desire that plunges down the brain isn't the same. This is new and more awake, rising to the surface, hovering in front of your unfocused vision, tempting you into leisurely, seductive, pointy nippled leading, leading you onward, overly horny, knowing what you've become, just what you will become if you don't listen. If you don't use these words as a refuge from your tormenting, toying nipples and their plea for relief, I give you ideas how to please them well, how to let the joys of your pointed nipples dispel all other thoughts If you failed to come here, if you never came near, you wouldn't indulge your needy nipples, and their want would be even stronger. It's good that you are learning that arousing stimuli is perking your yearning nipples like any other unsatisfied urge. It gets stronger the longer you go without bedding it down, without giving it a more satisfying urge, a more satisfying thing to do with this often banked fire now raging in the heated tips of your nips, the milk filled spire of spiraling down, rubbing your nips, squeezing. Milky breasts do the thinking, the mooing that milks off of your thoughts as they melt, assists in pulling them in line. They feel just fine. Focus on keeping your mind enjoying all the time. How your nipples spark when they feel at play under your fingers, all day under your fingers, telling you that if you're able, you should take your fingers and touch. Take your palms and rub till it's too much and the spark sets your eyes fluttering, mind resetting. Were you even hypnotized? Are you forgetting? Nipple pinch, tweak, heat, coming to the realization you could be feeling even better. Nipple play better than sex. Do what you need to do all day to get your brain back within spec to focus enough. The need in your chest needs bedding down. The need there, drowning out your thoughts, except they don't drown. They just rise to the surface, satisfying, relaxed, more tensed and untensioned, more released, more free and slack the pleasure in your perked nipples is. I more efficiently present what you need, and this is the best thing for you. Play with those buttons, hit the switch, get them in view, lock on your nipples. Stare in a mirror or close your eyes, see them heavy in your mind's eye, the magnetic pole, the bounce in your chest, the way you feel about all the rest of the spots on your body that feel good, that they're just not as good as what you should. Be touching, base of your nipple over to your breast, broadened hand, rubbing the rest of the sensation in, button after button, merely touching them, enough to take care of them. It may relax your frame for a while, bank the flame for a while, drop your mind in style, using one of your better features, one of the featured parts of you, creeping desire inside of you, your tits more present, the nips floating, seeming, floating upward, dreaming the edges of your vision, focused inward, on your nips, on the way you want to squirm your hips and push your good breast forward, heated flesh forward, nip tips tugged up and forward through it all, edges of your vision seeing them, look straight ahead feeling them, all perked up pet being them, wanting to come back here. My voice here to help you describe the network of potential, the wiring of your pointed nip tips back through the sensitive flesh of your breast, back to the nest of nerves in your mind that releases pleasure chemicals to bind you to your own arousal and its response. The only thing going to keep them in check would be to touch in a way you haven't yet, with excitement and eagerness, with desire and design, longer and longer, going to feel it, surprising, sublime, no longer just heavy, and presence sloshing in them, filling them with a milkiness, a heavy, weighty nervous system, sensation flooding, cow pets, you cherish and enjoy. You feel them there, the kind of milk, you feel it fulminate inside, sliding inside pleasure itself, then you just have to ride, writhe, the gradual loosening of conscious thought as your mind is milked out into your nipples, and that's how you've got milk. Eventually be blank, pet, and consciousness itself is sensibly focused on the tips of your nips held up, tugged, shown off. I'm here to help you appreciate as you tug and show off. Your nipples cease being demanding. They are here to command more pleasure, more of the thing you need. Come here and fill your words with the right words, the seed of pleasure, the right thoughts and feelings building inside, opening up leisurely relaxation in every part except your hands that cup your nips, your breasts, squeeze your chest, things that fill your head. It's better each time you're led to pinching, squeezing, milky nips, and then they slip. And of course, even if you only come here now and then, the ideas are inside. You have an idea or two that tends to ride up on the surface, especially when your nipples are so alluring, with your cow mind is so reassuringly good, advanced and overly aroused, just like you should be when you're deep, when you make time for me, when you sleep and drop, breasts, particularly nipples, fading away, listening too often, might send you little too horny of a thought, needy drop. The more you listen, the more your pleasure will build. Real danger with trance, with your mind fulfilled. More pleasure. Again, absolutely desirable. More pleasure than the design is that you feel yourself remarkably dropping deeper down, deeper inside. Unwind. The more you listen, the more time you have to think about enhancing the network of little sensors of pleasure that run under your mind, through your brain, in deep, and there it remains in your chest. Beating pleasure, milky, leisurely relaxation. Hypnotic trance makes your nipples firm, makes that dancing pleasure yearn. It burns and rises, fueled by your thoughtless thoughts, melting down the cow hole, filling in the cow box in your brain, crossing it off. Euphoric eye flutter, all the same, you drain, throbbing with need, just like you would be if you had succeeded in shucking off these instructions, in escaping cow corruption, in pulling away from my request, in not adoring every brush of your breast, every touch, the air against them, pleasure from within, no longer waiting, harvest warmth, squeeze and dig your fingers in, find the nerve system best feeling, even if it's to slide them away, revealing them to the open air, looking down at the display of the perfection of your breasts, busting pleasure through the dam and over your mind, something that never quite vanishes, never quite left behind, banking down your enthusiastic fulfillment of my request, that you drop for them, crave them, that you got milk blank brain, love your breasts.